Hello, and welcome to Words of Wisdom, a podcast dedicated to reflecting on the wisdom of the Book of Proverbs. Your host is Dr. Jerry Weirwool, who will share life-giving truth from Proverbs that will help us become wise and discerning. Wisdom is a journey, and we hope you will join us for this exciting adventure.
Proverbs chapter 2, verses 9 through 15 says, "Then you will understand righteousness and justice and integrity, every good path. For wisdom will come into your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will watch over you, and discernment will guard you, to deliver you from the way of evil, from the one speaking perverse things, from the ones who forsake the upright paths to walk on the roads of darkness, from the ones who are glad in doing evil, who rejoice in evil perversions, from those whose paths are twisted, and from the devious in their ways." In the previous episode, we discussed verses 9 through 11, which talk about the way that wisdom will guard those who find her. If we will allow wisdom to come into our heart, she will be like a protector and guardian over us, helping us walk upon every good path and preventing us from falling into evil. Beginning now in verse 12 through verse 19, wisdom is said to protect the son from specific dangers and evil people that are lurking about and plotting to trap him in their schemes. We will focus on the first half of the list in this episode and then continue with the second half in the next. Verses 12 through 15 begin the list of dangers that wisdom will guard against, saying that wisdom will deliver you from the way of evil, from the one speaking perverse things, from the ones who forsake the upright paths to walk on the roads of darkness, from the ones who are glad in doing evil, who rejoice in evil perversions, from those whose paths are twisted, and from the devious in their ways. The first danger that wisdom is said to deliver a person from is the way of evil. The way of evil is not just a specific type of evil that a person commits. The Hebrew word translated way is often translated road as well, and it metaphorically refers to a way of life, the type of thoughts and behaviors that characterize a person's habits and decisions. Thus, the way of evil is a way of life that is dominated or characterized by evil. It is filled with evil, evil thoughts, evil desires, and evil actions. A person who chooses to follow the way of evil prefers to live in active disobedience to Yahweh. Their moral grounding is lost, and their minds have been contaminated with sinful ideas and cravings that stem from their base desires. This way of evil is further described in the parallel expressions that follow. First, from the one speaking perverse things. Second, from the ones who forsake the upright paths to walk on the roads of darkness. And from the ones who are glad in doing evil, who rejoice in evil perversions. From those whose paths are twisted, and from the devious in their ways. Let's look at a couple of these expressions a little more closely. The first one, speaking perverse things, can be a misunderstood phrase unless it's read within the context. Unfortunately, quite often, if someone hears someone speaking perverse things, they will likely assume it is referring to something perverted and automatically import all the sexually deviant and corrupted nuances that are almost inherent in people's understanding of the word today. But that's not at all what the phrase means here and throughout the rest of the book of Proverbs. The Hebrew word translated perverse things describes the state of being turned over or upside down. Its meaning is similar to the Hebrew words that are translated twisted and devious in verse 15. Basically, speaking something that is perverse means that it is overthrowing or subverting what is proper, right, and true. Perversity is a distortion of what is good and a corruption of the design and intention of Yahweh to reflect His character in one's thoughts and actions. Thus, to speak or act perversely is to speak and act in ways that are unfitting and contrary to Yahweh's intended purpose for His creation. It means to disrupt and oppose whatever is morally good and righteous. In addition to those who speak perverse things, wisdom will also protect a person against the ones who forsake the upright paths to walk on the roads of darkness. The imagery being used here describes people who have willfully chosen to leave the upright paths, which are the paths of righteousness that entail living with wisdom and the fear of Yahweh. Instead, these individuals are said to walk on the road of darkness. There is a double meaning here in the phrase road of darkness. Darkness connotes behaviors that are devoid of the moral light that wisdom brings. The light of wisdom brings peace, safety, and success. But the road of darkness is the absence of wisdom and is filled with depravity and wickedness. Furthermore, the phrase can also metaphorically refer to the concealment of the insidious plans and behaviors, which is in contrast to the honest and straightforward conduct of those who are on the road of wisdom. The wise have no need to misrepresent or conceal their intentions or behaviors, for they have nothing to hide or be ashamed of, for they conduct their life on the basis of truth, integrity, and righteousness. Unlike walking in the light of wisdom, the darkness of the shadows is where evil people plot to harm others and to oppress the innocent. For they refuse to walk on the upright path of wisdom, but prefer to remain in darkness. One of the effects of walking on the roads, on the road of darkness, is that a person can become saturated with evil thoughts. Evil permeates and corrodes their heart, turning it rotten. When people are warped by the effect of evil to this extent, they get to a point where they rejoice in evil perversions. Evil has become such a normal way of life that they don't even think twice about it. And actually, they enjoy doing evil and can't stop. Their life focus has turned completely inwardly and selfish. They care not for anyone but themselves, and they are, at best, indifferent to the disastrous effects that their wickedness has upon the lives of others, and at worst, intent on trying to inflict as much pain and harm as possible. In the same way, the blackness of their hearts corrupts everything. As verse 15 concludes, their paths are twisted, and they are devious in their ways. Nothing they say or do can be trusted. Their words are constantly minced with lies, and all their actions have hidden motives and a malicious intent. They are schemers and plotters of evil who would gladly see the downfall of another person for their personal gain, then consider for even a second ever giving or doing anything for the welfare of others. While the book of Proverbs paints a pretty dark picture of people who refuse wisdom and embrace foolishness, the reason for it is to motivate us to see just how powerful and vital wisdom is. She is the supreme guardian who can thwart any plot and foresee any danger coming. She is essentially the best bodyguard there is. There's nothing better or more effective at fending off impending disaster. And so describing the dangers that wisdom protects a person from in such dreadful terms only serves to highlight just how important and necessary wisdom is in order to avoid experiencing the destruction that evil people seek to bring upon those desiring to walk on the straight and upright paths by submitting to the rule of Yahweh and living righteously. In order to illustrate this section of Proverbs, I want to share about how wisdom can protect a person from the schemes of evil people. Charles C. Parker was born in 1860 in New York City to Irish parents and a family with four brothers and three sisters. Not much is known about his childhood and young adult life, but what is known about him is the way he earned a living and benefited from the way of evil. On May 24th, 1883, the Brooklyn Bridge, formerly called the East River Bridge, was completed, stretching across the East River from Manhattan onto Brooklyn on Long Island. It took 13 years to build, and when it was completed, it was a marvelous feat of engineering and something that drew everyone's attention in New York. The 1880s was a melting pot of cultures in New York City, with immigrants arriving constantly to see this great city of America. At the time the Brooklyn Bridge was finished, Parker was in his mid-20s. The bridge was near the harbor where the boats were constantly coming into port at Ellis Island with immigrants from countries all around the world. Given the fact that the bridge was recently finished, Parker had the idea that he could forge ownership documents of the bridge and sell the bridge to newly arrived wealthy immigrants. However, most immigrants were poor and were seeking fame and fortune for themselves, but some came to New York already wealthy and interested in business and investing. Now, you might think that this is a crazy idea. I mean, who would think that they can actually buy the Brooklyn Bridge? But Parker didn't let that deter him from cooking up one of the most famous fraud schemes of all time. Parker was known for producing impressive and authentic-looking forged documents to deceive people into thinking that he was the owner of the Brooklyn Bridge. And in combination with his confidence and cunning salesmanship, he would persuade buyers that they could make a fortune from owning the Brooklyn Bridge by charging a toll for people to cross it each time. One rendition of how Parker could have accomplished this is a description from The Top 10 Greatest Frauds in History by Peter Baxter. The scenario goes like this. Upon disembarking from the boat, the immigrant would likely have been approached by a well-dressed man wearing a bow tie and a flat cap who would introduce himself as the owner of the bridge. In a casual conversation, he would reveal that he himself, George C. Parker, proposed to erect a toll booth on the bridge, from which he anticipated accruing a fortune. He also happened to be searching for a reliable person to work in the booth. And since the mark was new to New York, Parker would, of course, be happy to offer him the job. Then it would follow that the bridge was, in fact, for sale. Hence, the for sale sign pinned against the brickwork. And if our credulous immigrant really wanted to make a fortune, he could purchase the bridge for a very reasonable sum and erect a toll booth himself. How many times this ruse worked is anybody's guess, but the George C. Parker myth will have it that Parker sold the bridge twice a week for 30 years. Prices paid varied from $50 to $50,000, depending on who. Once an agreement was struck, the mark would be guided to an official-looking office, presented with very authentic-looking paperwork, after which the money would change hands and Parker would never be seen again. It was an elaborate scheme, to be sure, but one that seemed to yield success time and time again. Moreover, the Brooklyn Bridge wasn't the only real estate or monument that Parker illegally sold. He was also known to sell the Metropolitan Museum of Art, Madison Square Gardens, the Statue of Liberty, and even Ulysses S. Grant's tomb by posing as the general's grandson. Parker successfully conned countless people for over 40 years before finally being arrested and convicted for 3 counts of fraud on December 17, 1928. He was sent to a mandatory life sentence in New York's notorious Sing Sing prison. Parker was the epitome of someone who spoke perverse things and whose paths were twisted and was devious in his ways. While we may never encounter a con artist like Parker, there is nevertheless an ever-present danger of being the victim of someone else's scheme. We live in a world that is filled with people who want to take advantage of us, whether it's false advertisements, fake sunglasses or watches, stolen tickets, or even just hidden fees in the fine print. We are all faced with the need to discern what is authentic and real from the counterfeit. And there are many ways in life to be swindled by those who desire to exploit us and take our money, identity, or belongings. Learning discretion and discernment is our safeguard against being duped by people who walk on the roads of darkness and delight in doing evil. Many people would gladly speak perverse things if it meant getting ahead in life, and plenty already do it. We must be careful to not be ignorant of their plots to harm us. Therefore, our desire must be to embrace wisdom and to listen to her teachings and become wise and discerning. Wisdom will guard us and protect us from being foolish and buying into the deceptive ploys of the wicked. With wisdom as our shield and protector, we can see evil coming far off and recognize it for what it is and know how to evade it and pass on by the upright path as we are led by wisdom to life, peace, and safety. This is the wisdom of the proverb.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Words of Wisdom podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, we would be so appreciative if you would share this podcast with your friends. And if you have been blessed by this work, please consider supporting the podcast by clicking on the donation link in the description.